Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is the fifth shiur. We were discussing the chiyuv of teaching your son Torah and Lashon HaKodesh. And we saw in the previous shiur, the Yisod, that the purpose of teaching him the pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is that it should be mushrash in the child, that it should be rooted, deeply inculcated in the child, that Torah is our mahus, like the Ramban explains it. Torah is our morasha. It's part of who we are. It's part of our inheritance. And Rashi says that Achaz Nuv and Lo Azvena, we're going to grab onto, we're not going to let go. And the Ramban, Ki L'Dorazon, Kol B'nei Yaakov Yishuv Yishmor Osei Ki Lo Tzakach Mipizaro, for all the generations. So that's the Torah Tziva. So you have to be Margil, the child, to say Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, because that's the that shows that our Mahus is Torah. Memela, we explain the same thing with Lashon HaKodesh. When you teach a child Lashon HaKodesh, the point is that you should, that's the language of Divrei Torah. So he should be rogil in speaking the language of Divrei Torah. In other words, you have to be meichel on his koach hadibur. You have to create this reality in his speech, that his speech is Lashon HaKodesh, a Lashon of Divrei Torah. And that's the chiyuv, that's the yisod chiyuv to teach him Lashon HaKodesh. To be margil his mouth, to speak a language of Torah. So that's the yisod we saw in the previous shiur, and now we're going to take it further. L'fi zeh nira kach, shekishem shebi'arnu klapei ha'pasuk shel Torah tzivah lanu Moshe, shenitchayev ha'av laniach b'toch tchilat diburo shel beno et ha'inyan hazeh. In other words, you have to, Torah tzivah lanu Moshe tells us that you have to put it in the child's mouth. You have to accustom the child to saying that Torah is our essence, Torah is who we are. So it's also the same pshat with Lashon HaKodesh. It's not pshat that you have to teach him the whole language. He has to be able to speak fluent Hebrew. That's what maybe we want the pshat to be. But according to this mahalach that we're saying, it's not that you have to teach him the whole language. But rather, when you teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, so you're teaching him that Torah is our essence. And now you're teaching it to him in Lashon HaKodesh. You're teaching this to your son in Lashon HaKodesh. That's a kiyum dim of l'dabir bam. That's machayvi to teach your son Torah. So teaching your son Torah, in other words, you're killing two birds with one stone. You're teaching your son Torah in Lashon HaKodesh. So the Torah that you're teaching your son shows that Torah is our essence. Torah tziva lanu Moshe Rashi Kilas Yaakov. This is our inheritance. And so too, and you don't have to teach him all the psukim. In other words, at the beginning, it's just Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. That he should make this chalos in the child, this change in the child, that he should understand that Torah is who we are. And also, you should accustom his mouth to speaking a Torah-dika language. So that's accomplished just by Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Because now you're accustoming his mouth to speak the Torah language with the Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, because you're saying it to him in Lashon HaKodesh. And this is going to achieve the tachlis that the child understands that's what his mouth is for, like we saw the Yerushalmi. We should have a separate mouth for Torah. There should be a special chalos that the mouth should be Torahdik. That's what Rashi writes, Shemisha Shaben Yodea L'Dabra L'Mdeo Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. It's the only pasuk you have to teach him, because that's the lamaisa of the chiyuv. And on that Rashi continues and he says, now Rashi isn't telling us the Lamaisa. Rashi is telling us what the reason is. The Maisa teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Why? Because that's Tchilas Lima Dibura. That this is how we should be accustomed to speak. In other words, it should be Chal. And his Koach Limud, we said, is Lamud, is to be accustomed. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu in the second chapter, Pera Limud Midbar. Be'avas Nafsha Shafaruch, a wild donkey used to the wilderness. So it means used to. So that's the. So you have to get his mouth used to speaking. That should be Tchilas Limud Diburo. That's the beginning of his learning. That's the beginning of what he's accustomed to saying. That's the reason. In other words, the reason is, you have to teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. And the reason is so that he'll be accustomed to speaking Torah-dika words. That this should be chalan as koach hadibur, this Torah tziva lanu Moshe. And on that Rashi continues and he says, Shemikan amru, kshatinok maschi ledaber aviv meisichim o belashen hakodesh, umalamdo Torah, v'anu shemeatam shel yeze limudiburo. Since this should be how he should be accustomed to be speaking, so this requires that when he starts speaking, you have to speak to him in lashon hakodesh and teach him Torah. Now, do you need two things in order that he should be accustom his mouth? You have to accustom his mouth to speaking that Torah tziva lanu Moshe, that he should understand that Torah is our essence, that's our morasha, it's our inheritance, who we are, and that it's in Lashon HaKodesh, because that's the language of the Torah. And therefore, if Torah is your essence, then you have to speak its language. And that's also accomplished by Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. But the Lemaisa is only the Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. And then Rashi just expands. Why Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe? Because he has to be accustomed to speaking this Pasuk, these words. And therefore, when he's born, yeah, when he can start speaking, so speak to him in Lashon HaKodesh and teach him Torah. So that it should make a chalos on him, that his mouth is a Torah-dika mouth. And therefore, what's Torah? Torah is in Lashon HaKodesh, and Torah is Torah, obviously. So you say Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, that's the Lamaisa. And then what will the effect? The effect will be that now this is a mouth that speaks proper Torah, because he understands Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, and he understands that it's in this language. This is the language. So, but the Lamaisa is only this Pasuk. And then he's yotze both pratim. He's yotze the lashon hakodesh and he's yotze the liman haTorah. B'davar zeh shebiyarnu b'malach divrei Rashi mvuar gam kein mima shebetchilat dvarav tala Rashi et hadavar b'mishah sheben yodeh ledaber. Zeh hazman shu yodeh ledaber. Zot omeret, lo b'tchilat diburo sheinam ela b'milim sfurot be'alma. It's not the first word he can start saying words. He says, da, 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 mama, mama. So you should already start teaching him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. No. Mi sheyodea ledaber. He already knows how to speak. We say he knows how to speak. You know, he doesn't have to be a world-class orator, but he knows how to speak. That's how Rashi says, v'tchilas dvarav. And then Rashi says, v'aiter, when the tinok is maschil ledaber, when he starts speaking. So at the beginning, it's when he knows how to speak. And then Vaiter, it's when he starts speaking. Which one is it? It's two different zmanim. We also have this in the Sifri. That's toilet maschi ledaber. And the Bryce in our sugi and the Tosefta that we mentioned in an earlier shir. Yodea ledaber. At the Bryce in our sugi and Sukkah. And the Tosefta says Yodea ledaber. Lashon Rambam Maschi ledaber. That's not the lashon of the Brisa. That's Yodea ledaber. So what's going on? Is it Maschi ledaber? Yodea ledaber. As Bal Kochenu Lomar Shebevaday Azmanu Mishi Yodea ledaber. Kama Shektuv Vabraito BeTosefta. Aval Tam VeYisod Adinu Mishum Shezoi Hatchalat Diburos. The Melech really only starts Lemaisa when he knows how to speak. But the reason is this is the beginning of his speaking. Because then you have to be koyvei and is koyach hadibur this inyan. And yaschi ledaber is ledaber b'ofin shel yoda. Elashu b'atchalat diburo ze shel yodea ledaber. It's meant u yodea ledaber b'atchalat yodea ledaber. From the beginning of the time when he knows how to speak, not from the beginning of the time when he's speaking, when he's just babbling and not saying very much anything significant. But when he really knows how to speak at the beginning of that time, so you're mecha on his dibur. And the point is that it should be b'tchilas diburo. So that's the way he's going to be speaking. V'zeh matim l'ma shebiyanu b'vrei Rashi. Shebetchilat dvarav, what was Rashi talking about? The lemaisa. So lemaisa is k'shiyodea ledaber. And then behemshech dvarav, Rashi was talking about the reason. The time, the inyan, there he says, maschi ledaber. Because the point is, now you're making this chalos, you're creating this reality in the child, that he's going to be speaking divrei Torah. So you teach him the Torah tziva lanu Moshe, and you teach him And you teach them in Lashon HaKodesh. so that his mouth is a Torah digger mouth.
That's the Lamaisa. He knows how to speak to the Torah to Moshe.
This is the beginning of his way of being accustomed to speaking. In other words, the beginning of Mikanam, which so because you have to accustom him to saying this pasuk. Mikanam from where we
when he starts to speak, meaning when he starts knowing how to speak. But the point is that it's the beginning. So this way that now he's going to be speaking, coherent words. Make sure that it's Torahdik. So Aviv Meisiachimo Balashan Hakodesh Malam to Torah.
So we harmonize the sources. So say it's Maschil Ladaber. It's Taka Maschil Ladas Ladaber. Yodel Ladaber knows how to speak. That's one source, two sources, and then we also have other sources. Yodel Ladaber. It's really the same thing. When he starts knowing how to speak, because this way you make a chalos in his mouth, that his mouth is going to be a Torahdik mouth. He's going to be speaking Torah, and that's therefore Lashon Hakodesh, and it's through the pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe.
Advarim Meirim Kasapirim, Rabbi say, Poshut Meirim Kasapirim.
V'nimtza lefi zeh. Shema shamarnu melamdot Torah, eze, ma ze melamdot Torah? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, ze ha-pasuk shetzich lamed oto. Az tzich lamed etzeh b'lashon ha-kodesh. Don't say, and God, the kid's an American kid, so you say, or English, or Australian, or a South African, and you say to him, in whatever accent you happen to have, you say to him, Moshe commanded us the Torah, an inheritance for the community of Jacob. No! You have to teach it to him, Dafkan Lashon HaKodesh. And the poskim don't say this mefurish, mistamed, because it's understood. It says, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, to say it to Kiksavo. Because this way, he's accustomed to being to saying those words. And in Lashon HaKodesh, now his mouth is a Lashon HaKodesh to come out. It's speaking words of Torah, a Torah that tells us that Torah is our essence.
V'zeh nera b'ma shekatuv b'Yerushalmi b'sukkah, b'perek gimel halacha yud bet, sh'mish yodeh ledaber, aviv melamdo lashon Torah. V'yin shem b'korban ha'idah, u'b'yifei naim b'sugiyah shelanu, shekatuv d'haynu Lashon HaKodesh.
So in the Yerushalmi it says that when the child knows how to speak, teach him Lashon HaTorah. So the Korban Eidah says, what is this Lashon Torah? And the Yafei Naim also in our Sugya. Korban Eidah is there in the Yerushalmi, Sukkah 3:12. Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon Torah is Lashon HaKodesh. But in the Bavli, it says, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So look what it says in the Avodas HaMelech, of Soloveitchik's uncle, Rav Karkovsky, and the Rambam, Perek Halach Halach Avav. It's Ma'abshat, Echzev Estaderim HaBavli. B'Bavli, Ketuv Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. V'kan Ketuv Lashon HaKodesh. You have to teach him Lashon HaKodesh. In the Bavli, it says, no, teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe.
אז לפי דברינו נראה שאין כאן מחלוקת.
What does it mean, ללמדו תורה? תורה, זה תורה ציבה לנו משה. Like it says in the Bryce in our sugya. אביב מלמדו תורה, the Gemara says, תורה ציבה לנו משה. And the Bryce was so saying, because המסתמה, that's the pasuk you're teaching. Like it says in the Tosin Bava Basra 14a. Same Torah מסתמה as the תורה ציבה לנו משה. We saw this Tosis array. Just the Yerushalmi adds, the chiyuv is to teach him b'lashon haTorah, b'lashon haKodesh. Teach him b'lashon haKodesh, so he's speaking the Torah language. And that's why the Yerushalmi says it's lashon haTorah, not lashon haKodesh. Because the point is not the sanctity of the language. The point is now he has a Torah digger mouth. So he's speaking Torah, he's going to be accustomed to speaking Torah digger words.
You want to give him a lashon. You want to give him a lashon of Torah.
It would be mitzad the din of Talmud Torah. So there, the pasuk of Shmiyas Kriya Shema is better. We see in the Gemara Nedarim the ikar chi of Talmud Torah is Kriya Shema. That's here. It says there Yotze Kriya Shema Shachas Kriya Shema Arvis. We'll talk about that more in a future juncture. But here you want to teach him Lashon Torah. In other words, his koach ha-dibur should be the dibur of Torah. His mouth should speak the language of Torah. And that you get more from Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, because that shows that that's who you are. That's our inheritance. That's in some Amelia you have to speak that. These words of Torah. That's what Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe shows us. Your mouth should be a Torah Diga mouth. So it's not a stira between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Avada. The Yerushalmi says Lashon HaKodesh. It means Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Just do it. Speak it in Lashon HaKodesh. So that the child will his mouth will be a Torah Diga mouth. It says in the Yerushalmi, Aviv Melamdo Lashon Torah. Farshim say it means Lashon HaKodesh. What does it mean Lashon Torah? It means that his mouth should be accustomed to speaking the Torah language. And what pasuk is going to accustom his mouth to speak the Torah language? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Because that's the pasuk that shows us that that's who we are. Maybe that's the language we have to speak. A lot of language is Torah. Now we can understand the different makaris in Chazal that we were all made out in the first year. At first we had we are a gemara of Membeis and Aleph in Sukkah. Yodei ledaber aviv lomdo Torah v'kriya shma. What's Torah? Torah tziva lanu Moshe. What's kriya shma? The first pasuk cited by the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah 1:6. That's the gemara. Then we have the Sifri that says, B'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. You have to teach Torah to your sons, not your daughters. Mekana metinu k'shem maschil dabar. Aviv medabrim ob Lashon HaKodesh. Remember, the Bavli doesn't mention anything about Lashon HaKodesh. Just Torah and Shema. The Sifri says, Lashon HaKodesh and Torah. Aviv medabrim ob Lashon HaKodesh u'malamdo Torah. And if you don't, it's like you buried him. Chas v'shalom. That's the Sifri. So now we have a difference between the Bavli and the Sifri. The Bavli has its Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe and Kriyas Shema. Torah and Kriyas Shema. The Sifri has it Lashon HaKodesh and Torah, omitting Kriyas Shema, but adding Lashon HaKodesh. The Tosefta and Chagiga, Aviv Melamdo Shema, V'Torah, V'Lashon HaKodesh. He has three. Shema, Torah, and Lashon HaKodesh. Then we had Rashi. Rashi says he doesn't say anything about the Torah. Rashi says Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, meaning about Shema. Rashi says Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. That should be Tchilas Diburo, and Lashon HaKodesh. So you have Lashon HaKodesh and Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So how do we harmonize all these sources? So the answer is, that Ein Kol Stira, Lama. The Braisa in our Sugya is talking about the Lamaisa. The mice of the chiyuv of the father to the cotton, shegiyah de'av shrut hakim shel ha-mitzvah, ve'ale maisa hu rak b'lelamdo Torah. What does he have to teach him? Says the Braisa, under sugya, in the sukkah, you have to teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. And the Braisa said, le maisa, you have to teach him kriyashma. Shezem midin chiyuv shel ha'av. That's, you have to teach him Torah. If he knows how to speak, you have to teach him Torah. That's the Ikar Mitzvah of Talmud Torah that we see numerous places in Shas. So it says in Pnei Yoshua Brachas 20b. So it's not pshat in the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. You're only saying it's in the first pasuk. It's the Chiyuv of the Father to teach Torah, and Kriya Shema is the Ikar Chiyuv. And then you teach him mat psukim until he's 6, 7, and then you bring him to a Malamat Tinokos, like the Rambam writes in Talmud Torah 1:6. Shakol klapi chiyuv shel olamdo Torah kipshuta. As a gemara shelanu, a braita shelanu medaberet al chiyuv shel Talmud Torah. Yesh tia Torah tziva lanu Moshe, lemaisa, Torah tziva lanu Moshe and Shema. אבל הספרי לא מדבר על החיוב. הספרי מדבר על החיוב הנפרד ומיוחד, לא על החיוב הזה. The ספרי is going on the pasuk of לדבר בו. What to do with his koach hadibur? So what does it say there? It says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe in Lashon HaKodesh. Because you want to make sure that his koach hadibur is Torahdik. So you're teaching Torah tziva lanu in Lashon HaKodesh. And what about the Tosefta? The Tosefta is talking not only about the Chiyuv Lemaisa, but also about why he has to teach him these things. So what does the Tosefta say? You have the Chiyuv of Kriya Shema, Lemaisa, you have to teach him Torah. That's Kriya Shema. You have the Chiyuv of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. That's to be margil his mouth to speak words of Torah. And then Lashon HaKodesh. Because that's the language he has to be rugged in speaking his Torah. So it's talking about the Lamaisa and the reason behind the Lamaisa. In other words, the Lamaisa is you have to teach him Shema and also Torah Tziva Lanu and also the Chiyuv of Lashon HaKodesh. In other words, the reason that you're teaching him Shema and Torah Tziva, the reason you're teaching him Torah Tziva Lanu is in order that its mouth should be accustomed to speaking words of Torah, and so to Lashon HaKodesh, you're teaching them Lashon HaKodesh. So again, Nachama, the Gemara is telling us the Lamaisa. Lamaisa, what do you have to teach him? You have to teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe and Shema. The Sifri says you have to teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe and Lashon HaKodesh because the Sifri is talking about making an ashwiyeh in his peh, just making sure that his peh is ragil ledaber divrei Torah. So that's going to be Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, which teaches us that Torah is our essence, and in Lashon HaKodesh. And then Tosef is talking about both. On one hand, you have the Lamaisa, you have to teach him Shema, Midin Talmud Torah. And then also teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe and Lashon HaKodesh, because that's going to create the mitzvahs in his mouth, that his mouth is speaking Torahdika words. So there's no steer at all. And we asked why the poskim omit the mitzvah to teach your son Lashon HaKodesh. The answer is they don't omit it at all. Because they said that the poskim say you have to teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. And that means you're teaching him in Lashon HaKodesh. And that way you accustom his mouth to speaking Lashon HaKodesh. And we asked why it's not in the Mishnah and Kedushin, the mitzvahs of the father and the son. Well, there it says they have to teach him Torah. It doesn't say you have to teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, but it says a mitzvah lamdo Torah. So the mitzvah is telling us, so the Mishnah is telling us a klal, you have to teach him Torah. And what's the prat, what's the detail, how do you teach it to him? So you teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, and you teach him Lashon HaKodesh, and you teach him Kriya Shema. So it's all pratim, but the Mishnah is telling us the klal. So it turns out that it's not omitted at all. It's included in the mitzvah of the Lamdo Torah. It's also Lashon HaKodesh. And Lashon HaKodesh, again, it's not the whole language. It's just accustoming your child. This is the language that we're going to be speaking. Because this is the language of Torah, and your mouth has to be a Torah-tika mouth. So this is Mamish and Mechudish, Tika Mahalach, and the Sugya, it's Gevaldik. And there's still Od Lelokai Milin, as they say. So I hope that we're zechut to continue. But in the meantime, we were zochah to complete our fifth offering in the series. And it's been very, very gevaldik. And I thank you so much for listening, beloved friends. Shalom, shalom.